American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. Is Ron still with us, right?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay. All right. I just heard something in my ear, and I thought, okay. At any rate, 800-313-9443 is the call-in number to the program. And after November 8, I think I'm going to change the bumper for this program. And I think Will You Be Among the Patriots will be the new bump for the program. Because I think people are getting a little bit too relaxed. What I'm seeing, you watched that video I sent over to you, stuff moving out of Galveston, Texas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we remember, a couple of years ago, we had Jade Helm. Now, people kept scratching their head going, oh, is this it? Is this it? No. That was just a desensitization project to get you used to the idea of, the military, we're great friends and we're here to protect you. Don't you feel safe? Well, all of what Jade Helm was is in place. The only thing that it lacks is a few more pieces of equipment and a manpower. Now, a lot of people have speculated that, if you're going to start martial law and you're going to start confiscating firearms, well, go to the place that would be the fat, juicy target. And I think that's called Texas. Since we still are a republic, folks, did you know that? According to their commercialized stuff, we're a state. But actually, we're still a republic. We're still independent. Well, sort of, kind of, except for that corporate tie-in for the privilege and the benefit thing. Jeez. 800-313-9443. The biggest audience I've had in a long time, and everybody is silent, Ron.
That's incredible.
Well,
I just want to make a comment on that tape that I saw with in Texas. It would have been nice at the military checkpoint had the guy holding the video identified the street and what street was blocked off. It made it a lot easier to research it.
Well, and gosh, you know, funny you should say that. There's a video there that somebody has got their cell phone camera and they didn't put it horizontally, so you get this little strip of video going on. People, information, fact, time, date, place. I've said this for years, and you're right. And it pissed me off because I want to know exactly where the hell was it. Figure it this way, folks. Who, what, when, where, and how. If you cover those and you can't get all the answers, at least you've done your best to identify what you're looking at, where you saw it. Give us more information. A lot of this stuff gets plastered on YouTube, and you go, well, God, what is this, and how do I verify this, and where did this come from? And come on, people, use your common sense.
Yeah, well, we knew it happened. We saw that it happened. There was a military checkpoint in the middle of a state somewhere, or somewhere within that state. We just don't know where. when, how, why. Well, we'd find the why if we knew where and when.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, to maximize, I mean, if you're going to go through the effort of filming and posting, who, what, where, when, and why, we'll figure out the how. You know, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we live in an age that's electronic communication. And I've said this, and I'm starting to repeat myself, and I hate doing that. But for the benefit of the new listeners out there that really don't have a full head-on grasp of what's coming, let me put it to you this way. However it shows up, you ain't going to like none of it. And I don't care what your bailiwick is. You know, everybody has their pet thing that they want to protect. Oh, I'm a gun owner. I want the Second Amendment. Okay, well, if you're for the Second Amendment, then obviously you're for the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment, and, you know, go down the list. You know, you're living in a state. You're living in an administrative state where they view all of your rights, God-given or otherwise, however you want to perceive that one, is that you have rights as a human being, especially born in this country, that can't be ignored, okay, that aren't interchangeable or switchable at a moment's notice. They're inviolate for a reason. For the Republic to stand on solid ground and on a solid foundation, you know, what part of the Constitution or your rights are you not comfortable with? So if you're in for a pound, you better be in for a penny, too, and vice versa. 800-313-9443. Mike, have you ever seen anything like this before? He's shaking his head no, and I'm in agreement with you. All right. In the meantime, while you ponder whether you should be calling in today or not, for whatever reason, let me, Bill Still, I've always respected this guy because he has been kind of a cynic. That's what I talked about Paul in Ohio. You know, he approached this thing as, okay, I see a problem in the information out there, and let me really delve into this. I consider him a craggy, pragmatic old fart, but that's the way you really want it, believe it or not. Here's Bill Still on Crooked Hillary's meltdown. And this is a confirmation. I've been talking about Matt Lauer. Remember the interview that took place? It was Donald Trump got it for a half hour, and then Hillary Clinton got it for a half hour. Well, he went off script, and Bill Still will explain all the detail here.
Good morning. I'm still reporting on the Clintons. Remember the September 7th Commander-in-Chief Forum where Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton appeared separately but back-to-back for 30 minutes each? According to an email forwarded to us late last night and originated from a Comcast email address, the technical crew for NBC, which produced the event, is now speaking out about what took place moments after Clinton walked off the set, a massive profanity-laced tirade aimed at NBC's host, Matt Lauer. It turned out that Clinton had been fed all the questions for approval in advance of the forum. But then, after the approval process, Matt Lauer had a change of heart and decided he would start his questioning with an unapproved line concerning Clinton's use of an illegal private server for her sometimes classified work-related emails.
Let me ask you something ahead of time that I'll ask Mr. Trump in a half an hour. To the best of your ability tonight, can we talk about your qualities and your qualifications to be Commander-in-Chief and not use this as an opportunity to attack Mr. Trump, all right? And I'll ask him the exact same thing.
I think that's an exactly right way to proceed.
Okay.
This is a very important decision for our country, and each of us should be presenting our experience, our expertise, and our plans to protect and defend the United States and our allies around the world.
What is the most important characteristic that a commander-in-chief can possess?
Steadiness. An absolute rock steadiness, and mixed with strength to be able to make the hard decisions, because I've had the unique experience of watching and working with several presidents.
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
The word judgment has been used a lot around you, Secretary mm-hmm. Clinton, over the last year and a half, and in particular concerning your use of your personal email mm-hmm. and server to communicate while you were Secretary of State. You've said it's a mistake. Mm-hmm. You said you made not the best choice. Mm-hmm. You were communicating on highly sensitive topics. Why wasn't it more than a mistake? Why wasn't it disqualifying if you want to be commander-in-chief?
Well, Matt, first of all, as I have said repeatedly, it was a mistake to have a personal account. I would certainly not do it again. I make no excuses for it. It was something that should not have been done. But the real question is the handling of classified material, which is, I think, what the implication of your question was. And for all the viewers watching you tonight, I have a lot of experience dealing with classified material, starting when I was on the Senate Armed Services Committee, going into the 4 years as Secretary of State. Classified material has a header which says top secret, secret, confidential. Nothing. And I will repeat this, and this is verified in the report by the Department of Justice. None of the emails sent or received by me had such a header.
Director Comey also said this after reviewing all the information. He said there is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
Well, Matt, I just respectfully point.
According to a Comcast official, the parent company of NBC Universal, who apparently was quoting those on the set, when Matt posed the one legitimate question about the FBI investigation concerning her homemade server and the unsecured emails, we could see she was beginning to boil. According to an NBC associate producer of the forum, as soon as Clinton got off the set, she exploded. Hillary proceeded to pick up a full glass of water and throw it at the face of her assistant, and then the screaming started. She was in a full meltdown, and no one on her staff dared speak with her. She went kind of manic and did not have control over herself at that point. How these people work with this woman is amazing to me. She really didn't seem to care who heard any of it.
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
You really had to see this to believe it. She came apart, literally unglued. She is the most foul-mouthed woman I've ever heard. And that voice at screech level, awful.
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
She screamed she'd get that effing Lauer fired for this. Referring to Donald Trump, Clinton said, "If that effing bastard wins, we all hang from nooses. Lauer's finished, and if I lose, it's all on your heads for screwing this up." So crooked Hillary fears the gallows, eh? Interesting.
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
Her dozen or more aides were visibly disturbed and tried to calm her down when she started shaking uncontrollably as she screamed to get an executive at Comcast, the parent company of NBC Universal, on the phone. Then two rather large aides grabbed her and helped her walk to her car. Matt Lauer was massively criticized for the rest of the week on air by the Clinton campaign and the rest of the MSM as having conducted an unfair and partisan attack on Clinton. According to the email, calls were made to the New York Times, the Washington Post, Huffington Post, and Twitter executives with orders to crush Matt Lauer. One staffer on the Clinton campaign told the NBC staff that they all fear Clinton's wrath and uncontrollable outbursts, and one described Hillary as an egotistical psychopath. Since Hillary does not allow any staff to have cell phones when she is in their presence, no footage is available. Interim DNC chairman Donna Brazile, the first black woman to hold the position, was singled out by Hillary during the rant. She screamed at Donna, "I'm so sick of your face. You stare at the wall like a brain-dead buffalo while letting that effing Lauer get away with this. What are you good for, really? Get to work. Janitoring this mess. Do I make myself clear?"
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
A female NBC executive said that Donna Brazile looked at Mrs. Clinton and never flinched, which seemed to enrage Hillary all the more. The executive continued, "It was the most awful and terrible and racist display, such a profane meltdown I've ever witnessed from anyone, and I will never forget it."
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
"That woman should never see the inside of the Oval Office, I can tell you that. She was unhinged and just continued to verbally abuse everyone. She was out of control." Why did Lauer ask his rogue question? According to sources close to Lauer, because the American people deserve an answer from the former Secretary of State.
Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead?
Here's your problem. Someone set this thing to evil.
I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.
And this is the woman, Ron McDonald, that's going to have her fingers on the nuclear button.
Wow.
Now, I have alluded to this story for the last couple of weeks and still put this thing together. And now, do you understand that when her staff is around her at events and whatever else, and she's moving and grooving and doing her Crooked Hillary dance, nobody's allowed a cell phone, because what do cell phones do now? Oh, they can record. And we wouldn't want any of that, now would we?
God, that would have been priceless, wouldn't it?
Well, and you know what? You know, it's going to come down to a point. Now, if you're an executive with NBC, you've more than likely already sold your soul, or you have juicy justifications for your job and what you're involved in. But I wonder, you know, is it going to get bad enough? Are people going to get scared enough that have witnessed this vexing wicked witch of the West to come out? I'm still waiting.
Well, there has to be that one rogue employee that audio tapes the conversation without her knowledge. It's got to be for insurance.
Well, and I'm sure that they pretty much know. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, these people understand. You know, she can talk to anybody in this country at any level. She's probably got their private cell numbers and home numbers in her phone. And I think that they know this. And I think anybody that's paying attention that understands those that oppose Hillary Clinton are in for a rough way to go. That unto itself is reason enough, in my mind, to come out and speak against this thing that's trying to get into the Oval Office. I mean, I just Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob. Well, you're the one out there with your fingers doing the walking. How you doing?
I was just over at Home Depot picking up some Tyvek suits, so in case there's some nuclear fallout and I have to go outside.
By the way, Rob, you may or may not have use for it, but consider buying those small propane tanks. Everybody.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that that I will not disclose now, but just do it. Just do it. Yeah. At any rate. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Yes. Always got to have plenty of, ability to warm things up along the way.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And you know, this is why, you know, over the years, I've reminded people to go to gun shows. You know, they're there for something they want or something they think they need. You know, I went to a gun show one time, and I walked around, and I got the things that I wanted and needed. And I picked up a box of tracer shells, and somebody said, "Phew, well, you're an idiot. Why are you buying those tracers? Don't you realize that when you fire a gun that has tracers in it, that they can see exactly where it came from?" And I go, "Yeah, I understand that. But I also understand that what incendiary bullets do, they burn."
and they also puncture things.
Yeah, well, yeah, they do that too. Yeah, yeah, that's true that they do.
You know, it's funny, John, you talk about those things. I accidentally tripped across some of those when I was sorting my ammunition this weekend. I have no idea why I would be sorting
Hold on. I will discover the reason why. I picked up, and magically in my possession are little flechettes that go through body armor. How the hell did those get in that bag?
We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
We may have to do it again, folks. May have to do it again. Be honest with you, Ron. I don't know if the 21st century man has it in his guts to do it. What do you think, Rob?
You know, I knew my father's generation had it in them. You know, but there was a lot more freedom at that point. I think. Because the average American man and woman have been weaned off of what real freedom is and how to accept an order to do things. Everything from restraints. I mean, the Internal Revenue Service is there to put restraints on every American across the country. So we're used to being told what to do, what to pay. I think it's been weaned out of us as a nation.
Rob, you there?
Yes, I am, and I agree wholeheartedly. It's a sad point of our country. There are some people that haven't forgotten where we came from. I had a discussion this weekend with my children because they have forgotten the importance of they have been taught the unimportance of a father in their life. And it's all because of programming, dumbing down, and stuff like that. And they literally don't even see the fact that it's that they don't have what they should have in life because they're too busy with all the distractions. And that's why I say people will be happy as long as they'll do this revolution thing, as long as they can get done so they can watch Monday Night Football and, you know, and the whole games on Sunday. You know, that's all good. Yet people like you and me, we're sitting here, you know, our stomachs are turning this weekend because we know that, you know, we have... We have stand down in Montana for air traffic because they're going to do some missile tests. There's no missiles in Montana that are nukes. You know, we've got Diego Garcia is lit up like a beehive with people and bombs and planes and lions and tigers and bears. And you try to, and I've explained this to a lot of people. I've told them this is the, this, John, what this is the continuum or the next movie to the missiles of the 13 days of October. This is the 16 days of October. I mean, we are in the missile crisis. We are so close, and people are like, holy cow, you're right. And then this morning we get word that we're at DEFCON 2, potentially.
Yeah.
That should scare the hell out of everybody. Absolute scare the hell out of them. And it did. A lot of the real people I know.
Mike, I do not know why I'm getting a double feed here. Is there something playing? And then it's on my end that I can't seem to stop this. No kidding. And I can't find it, where it's coming from.
It could be because the bad guys don't want us discussing this. John, I got to tell you, I've heard some strange echoes and strange playbacks on your playback line.
Okay, on which specifically?
All, like calling in. When I call in to listen to your shows on playback.
Well, okay, you talking about the archives?
Yes. Yes, when I call in and I can play, I can listen to yesterday's or today's after you're done.
Okay, but what exactly are you hearing?
Sometimes you'll be sounding like you're an alien, and then it slows down, and then it keeps going, and then it goes back to normal. And I just assume that it's the fact that they're just trying to get me disinterested in listening to you.
What did you say? Hold on a second here. What did you say, Michael?
It's probably just, if he's listening by Zeno, sometimes the stream will be a little wonky or they'll have like a little issue. That just happens sometimes on the call-in to listen.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, how often does
this... Hasn't deterred me from listening.
Yeah, Rob, what would you say the frequency of those events would be?
Maybe one out of... 6-8 broadcast.
Okay, we'll take a look at it.
No, that's just a mention. I just figured it was the my brother and I said hello to the NSA this morning when we got on the phone together. So, good morning, guys. How you doing?
They
probably look at each other.
If I were those guys, Rob, I would be looking over my shoulder right now to see who's reaching for their handgun. Oops.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right.
It's going to be interesting. That's all I can say, gentlemen.
May you live in interesting times.
God bless our republic.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate your call. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
One of the sponsors on this network is AR Outfitting. And that stands for AR Outfitting, ARs. Have you gone to the site? Have you looked at it? AROutfitting.com. It's one of those messages that I just want to pass along to people today. And Bill, yeah, I got the tea and I'm using the tea and I have nothing yet to report. I wanted to make sure everything else was out of my system. So the get the tea will work. Okay, started it today. I'll keep you informed. That's one of the sponsors on the network, by the way. Is this Crazy Mark, fast-talking Crazy Mark in Florida, or the slow one? Oh, it's Tom, not Mark. Oh, hello, Mark.
Yeah, Tom's the fast talker, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
just a side note, John, when something works for your health, yeah, it's hard to know it unless you got boils or something that disappear. But when something works, it's hard to notice when you don't feel bad. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I started the Extendivite. So I'm going to see how that works. I will never know because I'll just feel good.
Well, how would you know? Well, you won't drop dead, and your circulation will improve, and you'll feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did it fix anything? I don't know, but I feel pretty good.
All right.
But anyhow, you're talking history, and the gentleman brought up that article, and there's a man that keeps a website, the rebelmadman.com, and he has a lot of history. And it just seems to me that even back then, they were able to pay men to murder men.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they would award them land. So I guess the question is, how much does it cost to pay a man to kill a man?
Well, I don't know. That's probably part of the $1 trillion, or trillions, I should say, of dollars that become missing from the Pentagon. They just can't account because, you know, those mercenaries that are in there trying to topple governments, they are expensive. As a matter of fact, the rank and file in our military complain all the time that, well, these mercenaries, although they don't call them that, they call them contractors. When you think of that, you think of gypsum board and toilet installation, don't you? But in this particular case, these are guns for hire.
Yeah, and they give them a special right to kill that the military doesn't have that same right to kill.
Well, and it's interesting, Mark, you should bring that up because, you know, we're not talking about the Marcus of Queensberry rules for boxing. We're talking about eliminating people. We're talking about killing people. And, Ron, here's a question for you. If it's not a declared war, is there even a Geneva Convention attached to it?
No, there wouldn't be if it's not a declared war.
Well, so they get a double pass here. I'm speaking of the mercenaries, of course.
Yeah.
Right. So the question that boggles my mind is, if the president and everybody else in government is bound to the Constitution, how can the president say, I can go to Gitmo and do anything I want because they don't have...
I'm sorry, what?
The Constitution... whether anyone has a right or not.
Hmm.
Well, the president is not bound by the Constitution anymore. It's the Constitution is considered a dead letter instrument at this point because we do not have a treasury, and the Constitutional Encyclopedia will actually state that in there. So, and I have to say that when Alan said that we now have a centralized government versus a decentralized government, I'd have to agree with that. Because of the nature of what has happened, power shifting from the Congress and from the judicial branch into the government for economic control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing here. That's what Donald Trump is trying to fight.
So that tells me, or should it tell me, that all the other Putin and every other government president or king or whatever they are should know that the United States is a renegade. They have no authority. They have no justification. They have nothing that establishes them to be a president or anything else. They're just renegades running roughshod. And I'm just surprised that they haven't gotten together to blow us up.
Well, and keep something in mind, Mark, with everything that would tell you exactly the opposite. So, in other words, we have congressional elections, we have presidential elections, and we got people in the military that wear uniforms and do the saluting to their superiors, and on the outset, everything looks fine and dandy and well-ordered, except for one thing. They're not going to announce, they're not going to come out and announce to the American people that, hey, that Constitution's a dead letter. We have been using that for a number of years. There were special circumstances. We had to start to color outside the lines, and now there's really no way back, so it is what it is. Now you're on a status that we grant you privilege instead of recognizing your rights.
Yeah, what I was saying is...
Go ahead, Ron.
One of the things is, how on earth did every nation on... and the globe fall trapped to the funny money? Because whoever's controlling the funny money manipulates every nation. I don't care if it's going to war or what.
Well, Ron, I mean, inducement, enticement. Give it a name. If you've got somebody sitting on a pile of money and they look at you and go, well, you know what? You can use some of this for the greater good. You know, you can build and you can do lots of good things here with this stuff we're calling money that we're sitting on, bags and bags and bags of this. Actually, it's not money at all. It's just a credit line. It's debt money. It's stuff that's negotiated that comes with a middleman that they charge a premium for using their service. And that's called interest.
But you get as much as you want.
You get as much as you want. And even when we can't afford to loan it, we'll make it available to you. You know, and Mark, what fascinates me is a lot of people are not recognizing why this economy is still lost in a funk. You know, they didn't explain how much this mortgage-backed security put the United States and many other developed countries in this world behind the eight ball, behind this massive debt. That was engineered. That was done purposely. And nobody is there to explain how much of the stuff that they actually rung up. And nobody is there to explain why the credit window to this country has been all but cut off. You know, the banks are loaning each other money at very, 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 very almost minuscule or negative rate. But when it comes to you to buy a home or to do anything based on a credit line, okay, it's just not available. Or you'll be scrutinized to the point that if your credit score is not above 650, we don't even want to talk to you.
Yeah, but every president of every other country, they've got to have intelligent people that can explain to the president that the United States is not a country, it's a corporation, it's a rogue, but somehow, as Ron said, because they've taken the money or been at gunpoint taking the money, that they're, I guess, bound to play the game.
Well, we're in for all the marbles, apparently, in this election cycle. So we'll see what the other side does. You know, for years, Ron, you heard me ask the question, okay, well, what's the plan B for the bankers? You know, we had this meltdown in 08. Well, what's the backup plan? Nobody ever asked that question. Everybody avoided how much debt was actually rung up, and nobody ever wanted to delve into that and then look for the possible solution as to way out of it, because they would discover that it's kind of a honey trap, that once you get involved in this credit stuff, you know, you kind of got to stick with the program, because if you walk outside of that, well, don't we have legal recourse against you for reneging on your promises?
And why is Iceland not focused on a daily bent, you know, what they've done to their bankers?
Good question. The most protected people on this planet, and according to Hillary Clinton, you can't talk about the bankers. But she can, and charge hundreds of thousands of dollars. And oh, by the way, what I tell you here in this room is not what I'm going to be telling the public. So give me more money. God almighty.
Unbelievable.
Mark, anything else, sir?
No, just, John, I really appreciate your programming, especially on Sunday morning. It's just fantastic. Check out rebelmadman.com.
I'm not on Sunday mornings.
Hey. Oh, no, you are? Not you, but your programming.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was Dr. Wynn is just an amazing. It's an amazing man.
Yeah. He's got a lot of contacts, and I've asked him repeatedly, hey, can you hit your contacts up for some funding for the network? I haven't seen anything yet, but I'm still hoping. All right. Hey, Mark, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Okay. Gosh.
Wow, you haven't had too many callers today.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
it is. I don't know if they're afraid. If they call in, they'll be tracked and traced, or they don't want to interrupt me or interrupt you or whatever the case may be. I'm not sure, because you can't ask them if they don't call. And that'd be the person I'd have to ask would be the person that's not calling in. Huh?
That's it. Boy, that's a dilemma.
Boy, isn't it? But Pat in Texas, she's not afraid. Hello, Pat.
No, I'm just I need to get my passport and be ready to leave.
Where the hell are you going?
I think I'm going to go to Mexico. Everybody else is up here.
No, all of Mexico is up here. So when you get down there, plant the American flag and we'll annex it.
Okay.
And we'll put an end to this, who owns the western states and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we
go. What I wanted to say was, when you're talking about Hillary, I wasn't paying real close attention to exploding after the debate, but and Comcast came in there because I was just reading a book called Extortion by Peter Schweitzer, How Politicians Extract Your Money, Buy Votes, and Line Their Own Pockets.
Mm.
And how they, in 2011, I think, they passed a something called SOPA, Stop Online, the Senate did, a Privacy Act. And Hollywood was happy, but the Internet got upset because that would criminalize, well, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, criminalize linking and the fundamental structure of the Internet itself. And it would undermine legal, commercial, and cultural architecture of the Internet. It would be like a death penalty for websites. So Hillary, as Secretary of State, she got in on that. And she wrote a letter that she was for that, but she was not a voter anymore. She's not in the Senate anymore. And what the whole chapter is entitled Double Milking. They'll bring up a subject, and they will get money from both sides. See, tell me how. Pay me for how I should vote. What do you see on this? And the money was started flowing, and I thought, is that what Obama is up to now, threatening to turn the Internet over, or did they say did?
That already happened Saturday night, midnight, last weekend. Not this weekend, the weekend before. It already happened.
It was sure it wasn't a false, like the Clintons would throw out a trial balloon and see what happened.
No, Pat, this is a done deal. ICANN no longer controls the Internet.
Okay, well, I thought it was, the interesting thing was a double milking, how they get money from both sides and people don't realize how much
and think about it in these terms. It's what Hillary Clinton did with the Wall Street bankers. Got paid $500-600 million, and this is where this came from. That privately one thing, but publicly I'll say another. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
She was probably threatening. You know, threatening. When I become president, you're done.
No, I don't think so. No, not if you. Not if you want your pockets lined. You never stand there and threaten somebody that's ready to write you a check. Bad form.
No, they already did it. They probably already did it. That's what I'm getting at.
Well,
over this bill.
SOPA. Yeah, and Pat, I'm trying to explain to you how the double milking takes place. She will go to these big donors and promise them and say, pay no attention to what I'm going to lie to the public about, because I'm out there pandering for their money as well.
Yeah.
You control everything.
Oh, I'm still waiting to see her return all that money they stole from the Haitians down there. When they came out and saying they were collecting money to help the Haitians, I said, I need to warn the whole country, please.
You know what? I think the arrest of Hillary Clinton should be done by the militia brigades from Haiti. We'll allow them access in here. And they'll go do the arresting and then turning them over, and we'll have trials and tribulations for dear Hillary.
my Hillary for prison shirt is too small. You can't tell it all. Somebody got it for me. It's too small. But why can't Haiti sue her, sue them, if we can sue the other countries for the 911?
Well, then you would have to pay attention. You would have to give some public indication that the Haitian people are unhappy. I'm sorry, Pat. I must have missed those newsreels that have been accusing Hillary Clinton of ripping off their country in one of the most devastating things that have happened to them.
Oh, it's not. See, the media we know has been bought and sold a long time ago, you know, and it's not the media. It's you people, talk radio type people. They have had the guy who was a citizen down there, and he was up here, and he actually had some office down there. And when that happened, he found out that they were they gave contracts to friends of Bill
for gold mining, for communications companies, for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all real. It's all real and all legitimate. Okay? The people of Haiti know this. The government of Haiti know this. The American people will not know this because they will not run the stories that would put this biatch in jail. They won't do it. Thank you for your call, Pat. Matthew in Louisiana. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, John and Ron. How are you?
Hi.
Well, I attended an interesting conference, 3-day conference, at Kenner, Louisiana, which is where our airport is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a side note. When I was exiting this expressway, I caught something. I was late for the conference. I caught something out of the corner of my eye, and I said, that couldn't be. I hallucinated. Well, on the way back at night, I drove really slow, and what it was outside of an auto decal place, like a commercial auto detail company, an armored truck with the decal Federal Reserve Bank. Now, listen, it wasn't, you would think it would be in black block letters indicative of, like, the post office, or, it wasn't. It was, like, red, white, and blue, and black, like these flamboyant county sheriffs. Now, there's two possibilities. A, it's authentic, or B, it could be a movie prop for one of the numerous, you know, this is Hollywood South. And I'm not sure, but...
Did you get a picture of it?
I didn't, because first of all, you know, it's on a part of the expressway where you really can't stop. You know, I guess I could park and walk a couple blocks.
Mm-hmm.
I really should have, but, you know, ouch. I mean, there was a pit in my heart, you know. And, of course, I said to myself, of course, you know, they're like the post office, you know, the Federal Reserve. Of course, they would go to a government decal, but then remember... they're not part of the government.
Well,
right?
And it's private corporations. They all have their own logos, don't they? So why would you want to use some old dried-up corporate logo and reuse that when they got a new deal in the works?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that at first I said, no, that's got to be, that's a hallucination. Then I said, no, it's got to be a movie prop. And then I started thinking, you know what? It could portend to... some interesting economic times, this being, the month of October, a few weeks before the election. And, I mean, it's almost a coin toss in my estimation as to whether or not it was something, a movie prop.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Matthew, we got it. Sorry you didn't get a picture of it. And why people think it's a good idea to call in to the end of the show when the whole damn show I've been asking for your calls. Every frickin' time. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. And I remember George Herbert Walker Bush and Billy Boy Clinton doing a commercial about Americans should give to Haiti. And I remember sending, this was before I became awake, I sent $100. Had I known that only $3 or $4 of that $100 I sent would only actually get to the Haitian people, I'd have never sent it in.
Yeah.
But that's not the reason I called, John. Have you ever heard of David Wilcock?
No.
Okay, well, he was on a show 2 weeks ago on Caravan to Midnight with John B. Wells, and you might want to look that up. And you might want to listen to that interview because it was very uplifting. To the point where I guess there has been an alliance since the Korean War that realized that our government went in another direction. And there were good people, good patriotic people in the military that said that they would not stand for this. And I guess they've been biding their time now for, what is it, close to 70 years?
Yeah.
And I think that's a little bit long, but when the time comes to spring into action, they will be ready and they will be making arrests on everybody who has broken the constitutional laws.
And what's the guy's name again?
David Wilcock, C-O-C-K.
Okay.
And, yeah, like I say, look him up. He's got three books out there. It talks about ascension. He's into the aliens and everything else like that. Not the illegal immigrant aliens. I'm talking about the people from other star systems.
Okay. And this is part of his repertoire?
Actually, yes. And supposedly he explains it very well in his books, and he was very well-spoken.
Yeah, I'd much rather put up David Icke and talk about shape-shifting lizards. I don't, yeah, you know, Jerry, man,
Well, John, all I'm saying is you might just want to check into it. I'm a member of Caravan Midnight, and I catch these shows a week or two later, so that's all I wanted to add, and yeah, you guys have a great and a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. I am highly suspicious of people that put in crop circles and UFOs into supposedly pertinent information. I don't trust it, never have, never will. All right. Moving on here. My screen disappeared. Oh, Eddie in Cleveland. We are flat out running out of time, Eddie. You gotta be fast.
Yeah, I'm sorry I called in so late. Yeah, you know, I was hoping Donald Trump, when he talks on immigration, he says we're building that wall just not to keep out the Mexicans, but the 16,000 estimated illegal aliens that come from the Middle East and Muslims every year that get through the border. That's what he needs to say. I think that would be great for him to say it with building the wall, because everybody yells about, oh, I hate the Mexicans. But
well,
looking 16,000 Muslims come through also.
And Eddie, I'm waiting for Trump not to be on the defensive here against Hillary. I'm looking for him in 2 days to totally uncork on her. Teresa in the UP, we'll make you the last call. We got about 90 seconds, dear.
Okay. This DEFCON 2, how high does the number go before they close the microwave door on us?
Well, you have the normal crisis mode, you have DEFCON 5, DEFCON 4, 3, 2, 1. And
okay.
Then it's over.
So they're going to be pushed. Okay. Oh, my. DEFCON 1 is not good, then. It's the Urdu.
Well, and the problem I'm having here, Teresa, is there is so many things that are going on, and a lot of them are being manufactured, and trying to wade yourself through this thing. You know, I've seen the reports here of saying that, Putin has mobilized 40 million people. Okay, I don't know if that's true. I'm seeing a lot of stuff. I'm seeing Kerry talk about sanctions again, only this time against Russia. For what? Oh, that's right. Killing the people off that are trying to topple Assad, which have been backed and funded and trained by us in Syria. So.
Yeah.
I'm taking a cautionary approach to all of this and trying to ferret out the purposely planted disinformation from the real information. And it's getting harder and harder to do.
My. Love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Stay safe.
I will. I'm not going to stay safe. I'm going to stay out on a razor's edge, because I know that's the only way that we're going to be assured of any kind of safety whatsoever. And it's time that people start getting involved, and they start to be more vocal and let other people know exactly where you stand and what it is to be an American. Ron McDonald, I know where you stand.
Oh, yeah.
Same place I'm standing.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for being here today. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.